That's right, it's time to jump into our time machine. We're going to sift through the sands of time. We're going to leaf through the history books. We're going to find out just what's happened on today's day, today being the 27th of April. Just what's gone on this day in history. On this day in the year 395, Roman Emperor Arcadius married Aulia Eudoxia, the daughter of a Frankish military commander, Flavius Bato. She was remembered as one of the most powerful Roman empresses of late antiquity, although the extent of her influence has been much debated amongst historians. Greek historian Philosorgius considered her to be more intelligent than her husband, but commented on her barbarian arrogance, maybe one of history's original nasty women. In the year 711, Moorish troops led by Tariq ibn Ziyad landed at Gibraltar to begin their invasion of the Iberian Peninsula as part of the Islamic conquest of Hispania. During the First War of Scottish Independence, the Battle of Dunbar took place on April 27th in 1296, when John Baliol's Scottish army was defeated by an English commander, John de Warenne, 6th Earl of Surrey, on behalf of Edward I. 1521, Ferdinand Magellan, the Portuguese explorer responsible for the first circumnavigation of the globe. He was responsible for it, but didn't make it all the way around himself, and that was because on today's date, he was killed by natives in the Philippines, led by Chief Lapu-Lapu, after his attempt to convert Lapu-Lapu to Christianity. Following his failure, Magellan sailed to Mactan with a small attack force, but during the resulting battle against Lapu-Lapu's troops, Magellan was struck by a bamboo spear, then surrounded and finished off with other weapons. Might be a lesson in that for other would-be religious recruiters. The relics of St. Sava were incinerated in Belgrade by Ottoman Grand Vizier Sinan Pasha on today's date in 1595. Backfired, however, the site of the incineration is now the location of the Church of St. Sava, one of the largest Orthodox churches in the world. Still with the Ottomans, Sultan of the Ottoman Empire Abdul Hamid II was overthrown on today's date and succeeded by his brother Mehmed V in 1909. April 27th in 1941, Nazi troops entered the Greek city of Athens. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, El Duce, was arrested by Italian partisans in Dongo on April 27th in 1945 while attempting escape disguised as a German soldier. He and his mistress, Clara Petrucci, were then the next day executed by a firing squad consisting of members of the Italian resistance movement. Just remember, kids, fascism doesn't pay. 1953, the US operation Operation Mula offered $50,000 to any pilot who defected with a fully mission-capable Mikoyan Gurevich MiG-15 fighter jet to South Korea. The first pilot was to receive, in fact, not just $50,000, $100,000. No communist pilots actually took them up on the offer, but one North Korean pilot did defect with his plane, unaware that Operation Mula was in place. 1974, 10,000 marched in Washington, D.C., calling for the impeachment of U.S. President Richard Nixon, sequel coming to a city near you. 2006, construction began on the Freedom Tower, later renamed One World Trade Center in New York City on April 27. The 2011 super outbreak devastated parts of the southeastern United States on today's date, especially the states of Alabama, Mississippi, Georgia, and Tennessee, when 205 tornadoes touched down on April 27 alone, killing more than 300 people and injuring hundreds more. And finally, in 2014, three former Country Liberal MPs resigned from their party to join the Palmer United Party in the Northern Territory, becoming the party's first representatives in the NT. What an incredibly smart move, the Palmer United Party, surely the driving force in Australian politics at the time. No, actually, all three left the party again later that year. Francis Xavier rejoined the CLP in September of 2014, and Lee and Anderson, the other two to resign, resigned to become independents in November. Loyalty is in short supply in Australian politics, is it not? Got some famous birthdays for us as well this morning. Early feminist writer Mary Wollstonecraft was born on today's date in 1759. Casey Kasem, the American DJ and voice of Shaggy in Scooby-Doo, born today's date in 1932. Jenna Coleman is 32, and Nick Kyrgios, the tennis player, is 23. Happy birthday, Nick. Some famous musos for us as well. Cuba Gooding Sr., the R&B singer and father of Cuba Gooding Jr., was born on today's date in 1944. Ace Frehley, guitarist and vocalist for Kiss, is 67. John Howard of Paramore is 33. Folk singer Angus Stone is 32. But these guys, we actually have a double birthday today. Jim James and Patrick Hallahan, both of My Morning Jacket, both share a birthday, both turning 40 this morning, which I thought was a little bit special. So we are going to play them out. Coming to us from their third album, first album to feature Hallahan as well as James. This is My Morning Jacket, Rolling Back, taking us out on this day in history, the 2SER 107.3.